Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. It is me, Eric Jensen, and joining me today is Chris Cassane. You guys already know who he is. Deal with the pleasantries today? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams on bye. These episodes have been running like 1 hour and 10 minutes lately. Let's try to keep this one under 30 minutes. So let's go, Chris. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm excited about it. Let's do it.
All right. So starting tomorrow night, the Chargers go to Oakland to play the Raiders. Oakland has 24-plus points in 5 straight games, which is the longest active streak in the NFL. That's pretty insane. How do you see this game playing out? I think this is going to be a really exciting game. The Chargers kind of came into their own defensively last week. They got healthy. Melvin Ingram is back and playing at his full potential at this point. The defense looked really good against Green Bay earlier this week. I'm kind of thinking that the Chargers are going to take this one.
I agree with you. I know we're talking about a 4 or 5 team, but they're finally coming back together. I think we've seen this not last season, but the season before, where they started really slow, and I don't remember what the record was, but then they came back and they won 8 or 9 in a row. I think this could potentially be that type of season for them. Even though their schedule is pretty tough, but I think their defense is pretty good. I mean, in my opinion, it's not the best, not the worst. I mean, it's definitely not the worst though by any means. But like you said, mainly they're getting healthy finally, and that's why I'm gonna take the Chargers in this game, even at Oakland.
Yeah, this could be the game I think where Josh Jacobs really breaks out as a kind of rookie of the year candidate. He has played extremely well this year thus far, and I think people are going to finally get to see it here kind of on a national scale. But he has put up some pretty impressive numbers this year. Looking up his stats right now, I believe he has 740 yards on the ground. He's averaging about 5 yards a carry, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's getting some decent looks through the air as well. He has averages about 30 yards receiving a game. Josh Jacobs is just a rookie of the year candidate, and I think that people are really going to start to take notice after this game. On to our next one. Oh, by the way, he has 102 receiving yards through the air, averaging about 10 yards a reception. That's pretty good. The Lions and the Bears. Matthew Stafford is apparently dealing with a back injury, which worries me because Matthew Stafford has played at an MVP level this year and played really well against last week against the Raiders. But I worry that he's not fully healthy, and I feel like this is kind of a trap game for the Lions potentially, and a game that could potentially end their season. They need to win this game or else it's kind of over.
Yeah, both of these teams are struggling right now. I do like Detroit's offense with the way it's played and Matthew Stafford, but they've lost 4 of their last 5 games. This is going to be a tough environment going into Chicago. And it's tough when you say that Stafford has a back injury. I don't know what extent that is. I'm guessing he's still going to play. It's just a painful injury. But it's tough. I think this is going to be a close game. I'll take the Detroit Lions, but I don't trust Mitchell Trubisky in that offense. Like I said yesterday when we did our live podcast or Tweet Live podcast. I just don't like Mitchell Trubisky right now. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions.
All right. I think I'm going to take the Bears here. It's at the Bears. I think the defense is due for a big game after they've had 2 weeks of kind of struggling a little bit. I think Mitchell Trubisky will be able to do just enough, and I'm going to take the Bears just barely in this game, but I think this is going to be a really ugly game.
I agree.
The Ravens and the Bengals playing each other. The Bengals, the only team in the NFL without a win, and this is Ryan Finley's first start. What do you think we're going to see from the South Carolina quarterback?
I don't expect a lot. The Ravens' defense is just too good. There's really not much to talk about with this game. I really believe that, and I think the Ravens are going to get a blowout win.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bills, Browns. Buffalo has not allowed a 100-yard receiver this season. That's pretty insane. The Browns are struggling. I think this one's kind of open and shut, too. While at the beginning of the season, I was pretty excited for this matchup, I think the Bills should be the heavy favorite to win here. And if I had to lock up a game for the week, I'd lock up the Buffalo Bills, because I just think they're going to get it done against the Cleveland Browns this week. They're truly one of the more underrated teams in the NFL. And I know Josh Allen isn't like a top 10 quarterback by any means, but he is still a good starter that provides a edge for his team. And I just think that the Bills are going to win this game. The defense will be able to shut down the Browns offense, which has looked like a complete tire fire for the whole season. And I think the Bills offensive line has been really underrated this year. I think they'll be able to stop Myles Garrett and Olivier Vernon.
Yeah, this is not going to be a pretty game, I don't think, because the Buffalo Bills' strengths are the weaknesses for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, you look at it, their offensive line is struggling. I'm talking about the Browns' offensive line. And I just see Buffalo getting to Baker Mayfield a lot on Sunday, and I don't see Nick Chubb getting much as far as on the ground, and that's what they're going to need. I could see this being maybe 14 to 17 point game, and I would take Buffalo.
That's just – it's a bummer that this game turned into such a laugher, given the expectations for both teams this offseason. One has kind of exceeded them, and one has absolutely failed in rounds.
Yeah, I would say the Bills have exceeded the expectations by far. It's kind of been flip-flop. I expected the Browns to be in the position that the Bills are in right now.
Right.
And I expected the Bills to be in a position that the Browns are in right now. So maybe a little bit better, but, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
The Panthers and the Packers. The Packers struggled on offense last week. The Panthers' defense is kind of coming into their own. They played really well against Tennessee, forced some turnovers. And I think this is going to be a closer game than most think, but I just have this belief that the Packers are going to win this game pretty easily. I think the offense gets back on track and they beat the Panthers. Even though the Panthers, I don't think, are a team that anyone should be sleeping on for by any means, but I just don't really buy them right now as a playoff team. If they win this game, my perception will change 100%, and I will be all in on the Panthers. But for right now, I just trust Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense a ton more than I trust Kyle Allen and the Panthers. So I'm going to take the Packers in this
one. I don't think I could add anything to that. I absolutely agree. And I second with pretty much everything you just said. So, yeah.
Cool. Easy.
That was an easy one.
Next one's going to be easy, too. Falcons, oh, Saints. Oh, how many points the Saints win by, Chris?
20. This is going to be I don't know. I don't know how – I guess – I don't know. Maybe not 20 because I don't – I think the Falcons are going to play a little better than they have been lately on defense. They moved the wide receivers coach to defense, and they – who was the wide receivers coach? I can't think of his name. I think Rashawn Morris, but he's a defensive guy. So I have a little bit of hope that it'll be a close game. But I don't like the offense going against the Saints defense. So give me the Saints by like 14 points.
All right. I'd take 20 to 30.
Oh, goodness. I don't think it'll be that much.
The Suck Bowl, the Giants and the Jets. I think the Jets suck more right now. But this is actually a good test for Daniel Jones. Greg Williams, as we know, likes to blitz a lot. And I think this is going to be a really nice test for Daniel Jones. These are the kind of games where, against the Cowboys, it's a really high-level defense. I thought he performed pretty well, actually. I don't think the reason they lost was because of Daniel Jones. I'm just interested to see what he does against bad teams throughout the season. Thus far, teams like the Bucks he carved apart. The Jets are on that level defensively, and I think the Giants get this win pretty easily.
Based off of – I saw a little bit of that game between the Jets and the Dolphins. The Jets looked awful. They look like the worst team in the NFL. I would say even worse than the Bengals. So if the Giants can't win that game, then I don't know where to rank them as far as from top to bottom. So I'm going to take the Giants in this game. I'm not saying that it's going to be a blowout, but the Giants should win this game. They're the better team. They have the more talent. I just like the Giants.
Cardinals-Buccaneers. Cardinals looked good on Thursday Night Football. Kenyon Drake looks like he's going to fit in really well there in Arizona. Let's just pick this one because I believe that Jameis Winston is just biding his time at this point, and the Buccaneers are devoid of talent on defense. So this could get kind of ugly, I think. I think the Cardinals have a chance to really pull away. I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Well, I liked what I saw last week out of the offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because I watched a big majority of that game. And now the Seattle defense is not anything like it used to be. I'm not saying that at all, but I really liked what I saw out of the Tampa Bay offense. But I'm going to take the Cardinals. I think they're the better team. At this point, I like the Cardinals even on the road. I would take probably by 7.
All right. The Titans are about a touchdown better as far as points per game goes with Ryan Tannehill as their starting quarterback. The offense looks like a decent NFL offense, actually, and might give them a chance to win some games, Chris. But this may be the return of Patrick Mahomes. If this is Mahomes' return, what do you think we should expect out of him?
From what I understand, he is returning because he was a full participant in practice today. It seems more likely than not he's going to return. I don't see any reason why we can't expect him to go back to the form he was. Now,
see, I think that's a little bit presumptuous. I just think coming off a knee injury, he might look kind of human for the first few weeks. And I'm not talking he's going to look bad, but instead of having 400 yards a week, he might be 280, 290 yards per week.
Now, when I say close, he may not have the 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, or 5 touchdowns, but I would say if I had to give a stat line, I'd probably say like 325 and 2 to 3 touchdowns. I see no reason why not to expect that because at this point, I don't know what he's looked like in practice or anything, how much that knee's bothering him. So I'm going based off of the fact that he's – I don't know how healthy he is. Is he actually 100% or is he 80%? That's really the question there. But from my understanding, if he's 100%, I expect 325 and 2 to 3 touchdowns.
All right.
And with that being said, I'm going to take the Chiefs.
All right. I think I'll take the Chiefs too. I expect him to look a little bit mortal. I think this might be a closer game than people expect. I'm going to give a score for this one. I think the Chiefs win it 27-17. I think this game's a lot closer than people would expect.
Actually, I'm thinking a little closer. I'm thinking 27-20.
Yeah, I could see that too.
And Tennessee is at home. I do
think Tennessee is not a great football team, but they are a good enough football team. They're kind of right in the middle. They are definitely not a team you can sleep on. I definitely think they're gonna upset someone here over the second half of the season.
I do agree with that. I don't know who it'll be, but it'll be somebody. Yeah, I mean, that's all I've got for that one.
Colts Dolphins. If Jacoby Brissett doesn't start this game, I would argue that this might be a very close game and potentially a game the Dolphins could win. But maybe I'm 100% wrong. And I just remembered we put a ban on the Dolphins, except for if they won one game. So let's give them their fair due. I will say something nice about the Dolphins, one each. They looked good against the bad Jets. That's my one nice thing about the Dolphins. You?
That's pretty tough. Ryan Fitzpatrick actually looked fairly decent in the game against the bad defense.
All right.
That would be about what I've got. but other than that, I'm going to take the Colts. I don't care who's starting. Brian Hoyer, give me whoever. I mean, unless you're giving me a four-string guy. But if it's Brian Hoyer, give me the win. Give me the Colts winning. But I do think the point line is 10.5. I don't think it's going to be a 10-point game. I think it's like a 7-point game.
All right. The Rams and the Steelers. I have a sneaking suspicion the Steelers might win this game. Their defense is incredibly good right now. And even though Mason Rudolph is really boring to watch and like not a good quarterback, I think the Steelers, I think that defense is going to give the Rams offense some real problems. And I think the Steelers might have a chance to come away with a win here. Am I crazy to think that?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't agree with it necessarily, but I do like that they're at home, but I'm going to take the Rams, I think.
Let's do a score on this one.
Yeah, for me, it would probably – I think it's going to be a little bit more higher of a higher scoring game. Give me 30-23 Rams.
Oof, see, I don't think the Steelers can do that. I think the Steelers have got to keep – teams they're playing under 20 points to win. And I think they could do that against this Rams team. I would say that the Steelers win this one 17-14.
If that happens, then I'm really concerned about the Rams going in this final stretch.
Well, I'm kind of concerned about the Rams at this point. They haven't really shown me anything for a while. They beat up on two bad teams, but I'm going to be concerned about the Rams until I see them beat good teams. And to me, the Steelers right now, they aren't a great team, but they're a good team.
Well, they're not out of the running. We're talking about the Rams. They're not out of the running for their division yet. They've still got everything to play for, but goodness, with the 49ers being 8-0.
Seahawks are 7-2.
Yeah, I think this is a must-win game for the Rams. I really, and I don't think they lose it. But I also think I don't think this is much of a must-win for the Steelers because they still have to play the Browns twice. And that'll be – and they should probably win both of those, definitely one of those. And they'll probably get a wild card if they keep on with the pace they're going right now. But give me the Rams. I'll take the Rams in this game. So.
Ugh, excuse my yawn. The Vikings and the Cowboys, nothing to yawn at. A good matchup.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, I'm reading a blurb here that says he has the most primetime wins since entering the NFL in 2016 with 14. That's an interesting stat. I believe the Cowboys are hitting their stride yet again, and I just don't buy Kirk Cousins in big primetime games against good primetime teams. It would not shock me if the Vikings won this game, but I just think that the Cowboys defense is playing so well right now that this game is going to be incredibly close, and I think the Cowboys win. Let's go score and an MVP for this game. I think the Cowboys win this game in kind of a lower scoring matchup. The Cowboys win it 24-20. And I think the MVP is Ezekiel Elliott. I think he really got it on track last week, and I think they're going to lean on him heavily against the Vikings again. And I think that the Cowboys are going to be able to run the ball against the Vikings, and I think the Cowboys win 24-20.
Oh, goodness. I do – my prediction is pretty close to yours. I had the Cowboys winning it 24-17, and I had Zeke as the MVP.
My earbud fell out. Who was your MVP again?
I had Zeke as my MVP as well. Gotcha. And I had the score of 24-17 going to the Cowboys. I just don't – I don't trust the Vikings. I've seen both teams play up and down, but something about the Vikings, I'm not sold yet. I mean, I know I had them yet the other day when we did our power rankings. I had them at 10, in the top 10, and they've been pretty hot lately. They've won 4 of their last 5 games, but I'm not 100% sold on them.
All right, and to finish it up, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. I'm going to make you argue for a team here, and I'm going to say, Chris, tell me why the Seahawks will win Monday Night Football against the 49ers.
Goodness. I can't necessarily say that they will, but
if you had to make the argument, though, why would the Seahawks win?
Russell Wilson's the MVP of the league this year. I think he's overcame almost every test that's been put up for him to answer. He's been the best quarterback in the league. He would be the reason, solely the reason why I would take the Seahawks in this game. But their defense is not anything to go home about because it's not that good this year. That's really the main argument I can make for this game. Now you get the easy one. Why do you think the 49ers are going to win this game?
I actually think the Seahawks will win.
Oh, really? But
if the 49ers won, it'd be because their defensive line has the potential to cannibalize a Seahawks offensive line that is better than usual this year, but still has some flaws. Yeah. And I think the 49ers can really victimize a shoddy Seattle Seahawks defense in the passing game. I think that they are just getting healthy now with weapons. Dante Pettis has really emerged as a nice weapon for them over the past few weeks. Again, Emmanuel Sanders really showed up on Thursday Night Football. I think they're going to have to win through the air because the Seahawks linebackers might be playing as well as any linebackers in the NFL right now. The Seahawks are really good, at least in my eyes, from what I see on tape, at stopping the run. And yeah,
I agree.
I think the 49ers are going to have to throw the ball to win this game. And I think they end up not quite doing so. I'm going to take the Seahawks because I just believe their wide receivers are getting really hot right now. Jerron Brown's looking good. DK Metcalf is coming into his own. And Tyler Lockett, of course, is spectacular. I think the Seahawks win. Let's give scores. I'm going to go Seahawks win in a shootout because I don't think their defense is very good. 31 to 28.
I actually thought it'd be a little more of a shootout. I second what you said about the Seahawks defense is not that good right now, and it's proven it week by week. It's not even – it hasn't had a great game yet,
no,
at least in the last month.
The secondary might be one of the worst in the NFL.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad on that defense. I'm going to take it's tough. I'm going to take the 49ers. 37-27.
All right. Well, that's
I just perfect. Don't trust them. I just don't trust Seattle's defense.
All right.
And yep.
Well, I think we did it. Mission complete. I think this is about half an hour, maybe 35 minutes. Who knows?
Yeah, we're close. Close to that.
Pretty quick. Did the job. We'll be back with another podcast next week. Chris, thanks for joining me this week. We will see you around.
Don't lose it this week.
Right. Peace out.
Peace out, guys.
Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.